Day 35, the power to change. Why do we begin the holiest night of the year with the Kol Nidre? The Kol Nidre is essentially an annulling of vows or promises that we may have made throughout the year, which we didn't fulfill. And it's a little strange if you sort of pull the lens back. We're also used to starting Yom Kippur off with the Kol Nidre prayer, but it seems strange that we should focus on something which is a little technical, like, okay, we made some promises, and we need to sort of annul the promise. You know, this is the holiest night of the year. This is the night where we want to get all of our sins forgiven. Why is it important to start with a prayer that essentially annuls vows? And there are a couple answers to this that I shared in the chapter. The first, of course, has to do with words. The way we speak, the promises we make are of supreme importance. We famously recite every day, Baruch Shamar V'Haya Olam, Blessed is God who spoke and the world came into being. That's the opening line of the Psalms of Praise of Psukei Dezimra. The idea that God spoke the world into existence. Hashem could have used anything, could have had a magic wand to create existence, the world. But he used speech to teach us that the way we speak, the promises, the vows that we make, that they matter. But there's a deeper reason, and this is what I want to focus on. And that's from Rav Soloveitchik, that the reason he says we begin with Kol Nidre is because that is exactly the way tshuva works. Tshuva, which literally means to return after we've committed an infraction, tshuva is really just a gift from another world. Because in this world, when you do something wrong, let's say you take something from another person or you insult someone, okay, you can always apologize for insulting the friend, you can return the money, but you can't undo that action. No matter how much forgiveness you get, it still happened. It still made its mark in the world and on the other person that was affected. And the hurt that we have caused may go down a little, but it never completely goes away. You can't really fully undo a sin. The Talmud, though, however, tells us that through tshuva, through the process that we're going through on Yom Kippur, sins can not only be undone, but they can be transformed. And the Talmud says in Yuma 86b, that if you do tshuva or spiritual return out of fear, which is a lower level because we're afraid of what's going to happen if we don't, that tshuva can transform our intentional sins into accidental ones. That as though if we did something purposely, deliberately, it will be seen as though we committed the sin by accident. And if we repent from love, which is a much higher level, then our act of tshuva can transform our sins into merits. You can take transgressions and sins, and that same spiritual energy that went bad can now be transformed into something positive. That's an unbelievable thing. And it doesn't make logical and rational sense, because in the physical world in which we live, once something is done, you can't take it back. But tshuva teaches us just the opposite. And that is all symbolized by the Kol Nidre prayer. The Kol Nidre prayer is basically saying what? I took a vow, I made a promise, I didn't keep it. I said something which was inappropriate. I took something from someone that didn't belong to me. I may be embarrassed or ashamed of it, but on a physical plane, I can't take it back. Tshuva says you can. Tshuva says you can change the reality. As far as God is concerned, once we've engaged in a sincere and proper tshuva, once we recognize where we have gone wrong, the three R's is very important. The three R's, we recognize what we did that was wrong, and we say it, what it was. Is we do this in the vidui, in the confessional. We say, I did A, B, and C. In any 12-step program, you have to start the meeting. My name is so-and-so, and I'm an alcoholic. I've done this. You have to say what it is. Then number two, you express remorse, right? Because it's one thing to say you did something wrong. It's another thing to feel badly about it. And in order to improve, you have to feel a little badly about it. And then three, we don't end with remorse. We end with resolution for the future. We resolve to do better in the future. That's the three R's. Rabbi Leo Young made that famous: recognition, remorse, and resolve. And once you do that, you can change the past. You can transform things from the past and not only make it as though it never happened, but transform it into something positive. God believes in our ability to make changes in our lives, and he gives us this gift. There's no other way of explaining tshuva other than to call it a gift, because it's from another world. This world doesn't operate that way. It's only the gift of tshuva that allows us to take something that was wrong and make it right as though it was never negative. And we can't even think about it. Like, what does that mean? And that is the kol nidre. I'm annulling a vow. What do you mean? You made a vow. No, I'm saying it was never made. It's completely undone. And not only is it completely undone, if we do our tshuva out of love, it's transformed into something positive.